Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Hallelujah. The Do Not Fear scripture of the day is Isaiah 44:8. Isaiah 44:8 that says, "Do not tremble, do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one."
Wow.
The rock of our salvation.
That's a great scripture. Hallelujah. On today's call, we're going to discuss, you're the head, not the tail.
Hallelujah.
As I was praying today for our family and our partners, particularly our little youngest grand sugar, Georgie, but all the family.
Yes, and continuing now, too, with the Labor Day requests.
So that's exactly
right. We got
right.
more that can't have come in. You are not forgotten.
Still coming, and we're still praying.
That's it.
Hallelujah. You know, as I was praying about the last part of this year, the Lord's direction was very clear. He gave us six questions to ask you, then a scripture and an exhortation. Here are those questions. How do you see yourself as a child? How did you see yourself as a child? How did you see yourself in high school and college? How did you see yourself in athletic or academic endeavors? How did you see yourself with members of the opposite sex? How did you see yourself in the marketplace? How did you see yourself in marriage with a family? Truthfully, I probably should have changed the word did in all these sentences to, because the real question right now is, how do you see yourself today and more importantly, tomorrow? If there's one message that we seek to continually convey, not only on these programs, but in meetings, seminars, letters, blogs, television, internet programs, it's encouraging believers to see themselves the way God sees them.
Amen.
Because that changes everything.
Yes, it does.
Deuteronomy 28:13 says, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. And thou hearken to the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them." Remember, these words were first used on slaves, walking in a slave mentality, coming out of Egypt. They were used as an example for us, according to 1 Corinthians 10:11, that we might escape the bondage of slavery that they experienced, and know how to enter our promised land, the abundant life that Jesus redeemed for us.
You know, first we need to get a hold of this. The Lord shall make thee. The Lord shall make thee, not anyone else. It's only the Lord, the great God, Jehovah Elohim, the Almighty One, that is living inside of us to take us where we need to go. We're not talking about an assistant to the assistant or even an angel. It's God, your Heavenly Father, who will make you the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
That's the exhortation. That's the word God wants us to share with you this morning, that you are the head and not the tail. He chose you. You are his child. He says, tell my children to act like who they are during the last half of 2023. Who are we? We are children of the Most High God, ambassadors representing him, as it says in 1 Corinthians 5. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for head is Rosh Hashanah. I'm not doing that probably greatest, but it means head, top, summit, upper part, chief, total, sum, height, front, beginning, choice, the best. The head is a position of leadership. The tail, according to Strong's Concordance, means the end of something. God's plan is to make you the chief, the choice, the best, someone who can lead others, the total of all that is. He never intended you for to be the end of anything. In Colossians 2:10, New Living Translation, it says, "So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. Do you notice it said every ruler and authority? That includes the enemy. Get ready to shout. We're going to read Deuteronomy 28:13, New Living Translation. Deuteronomy 28:13 says, if you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always be on top and never at the bottom.
Hallelujah.
We want you to pay particular attention to the last 11 words in the verse. So I'm going to read them to you again. You will always be on top and never at the bottom. God's desire is really so clear. He wants us to be the chief, the choice, the leaders. He wants us to be on top so that we can lead others to the top, right?
That's key to
manifesting his desire for you is the same as it was for the children of Israel. Listen and obey. Listening and obeying God's word places us in a position to receive good things because we are not listening to what our flesh would say, but listening to what the Holy Spirit says inside of us. It says, if you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, if we obey the word that he's given us, if we follow instructions as we are learning them day by day in the word, letting the Spirit lead, then all these things will happen to us. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 and 21 in the New Living Translation, it says, so whosoever cleanses himself from what is ignoble and unclean, who separates himself from contact with contaminating and corrupting influences, and then will himself be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purposes, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work. And I want to add in something, if I may.
Go ahead.
A meme that it says, you know how you hear, if you stay in the presence of the Lord, you become more like him? Well, think about it this way. If you're hanging around with people, will you become more like them? So who are you hanging around? That's a question worth asking.
That's true. Here's another question worth asking. Are you ready for every good work? Okay. Stop looking at where you're at and begin focusing on where you can be and will be through obedience to God's work.
Hallelujah.
No one is deserving of his grace. So stop putting your imperfection or lack of talent in the equation. The really good news is that if you start on the bottom, or even if you feel like you're starting at the bottom, you don't have to stay there. 1 Corinthians 7:20-23, New Living Translation. Yes, each of you should remain as you were when God called you. Or you're a slave, don't let that worry you. But if you get a chance to be free, take it. And remember, if you were a slave when the Lord called you, you're now free in the Lord. And if you're free in the Lord when he calls you, you're now a slave of Christ. God paid a high price for you. So don't be ensnared by the world. Truly, God did pay a very high price for us. He sacrificed his only begotten Son, that you and I might have eternal and abundant life. So make no mistake about it. God doesn't want you to be in bondage at all. He most definitely doesn't want you to stay in bondage.
That's right.
Financial or otherwise. God wants you free. Say that with me. God wants me free. Say it again. This time, personalize it by adding your name. God wants Harold and Bev Herring to be free. One more thing. It doesn't matter what you've experienced in the past. Loss, financial or personal, embarrassment or disappointment. It's not where you're at or what you were doing when God called you. When he chose you to be the head and not the tail, to be above and not beneath. Through your obedience to his instructions, you'll arise to spiritual and natural prominence.
Hallelujah.
You may not have felt or even feel now that you're smart enough to be the leader God wants you to be. But truthfully, What you think, what he thinks about you, is much more important than what you think about yourself at the moment. 1 Corinthians 1:26. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes or powerful or wealthy when God called you. God has the unique ability to make something out of nothing. And that's what he'll do with you and me if we just let him.
Amen.
Remember, your journey to the top begins and ends with your obedience to his commands. James 1:25 Contemporary English Version. But you must never stop looking at the perfect law that sets you free. God will bless you in everything you do if you listen and obey, and don't just hear and forget. Wow. If we listen and obey, God will bless us in everything we do, regardless of what we've had or where we started in our journey. That's an incredible promise. If we listen and obey, we'll be blessed.
Amen.
We need to grasp these truths until we're able to freely walk in them.
Yes.
God's not talking about somebody else. He's talking about his children, and that includes you.
Amen.
And you need to get a hold of that.
Hallelujah.
That includes you. We're going to finish this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go any further because I want to keep a continuation to it. But you need to think on these things. You really do. God has a unique ability to make something out of nothing.
Yes.
And that's what he'll do with you if you just let him. Starting today.
No matter where you are, he's got something better for you.
Absolutely.
And sometimes sometimes truly it's a walk of faith. Sometimes it's like you go, Lord, this just does not appear to be happening. You know why? Because yours is a higher calling. He is putting you, like he did the children of Israel, you know, through the test of faith. Have faith in him.
Hallelujah.
He's going to bring you out into a high place.
Amen.
And there's scripture to prove it.
Amen.
We should preach that one.
Yes, we should, and we will.
He will bring you out into a wealthy place.
You come on.
All right.
That's what the Word says.
That's it.
Not what Harold and Bev says.
That's right.
That's what the Word says.
Wonderful Wednesday.
Yes, and it's
right.
A promise
we're just
to you.
Preaching the Word.
Amen. Special shout out to my mama.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We love you.
Yes.
And we love y'all too.
Amen.
And if you didn't get your, you know, response to Labor Day in, so we can pray for you.
Yeah, we'll be doing it this week.
That's it. Go to heraldherring.com/Labor Day and give us what we need.
That's it.
Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy
trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
I love this. In Jesus' name, amen.